When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Now that are considering and enrolling their children in Catholic schools, now is the perfect time because National Catholic Schools Week is coming up January 31st through February 6th. Here to give us all the details and benefits is the superintendent of Catholic schools, Ms. Deborah Haney. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show, Ellie.
Can we talk a little bit about what National Catholic School Week means and what parents that are interested in enrolling their children in a Catholic school can expect, not only for them, but for members of the community?
Well, Catholic Schools Week is a national celebration. All Catholic schools across the country celebrate this week. Each day has a different theme. So one day they celebrate their community. One day they celebrate their parents. One day they celebrate their school. They celebrate veterans. They celebrate their teachers and staff and their students. And so each day takes a little different flavor, depending on what they're celebrating for the day. And a lot of our schools have special events during that week. Of course, with COVID, it's a little more difficult to have big events or to have large gatherings, but they've adapted and they are doing some virtual events. So if parents are interested in maybe seeing what a school has going on, maybe it's a school around their neighborhood or a school that their neighbor or a coworker has told them about, they can certainly go on to our website or our Facebook page. Our website is choosecatholicschools.org. And they can go to the little map and they can find an area that they like in town and click on the schools that are there. And then that'll take them directly to that school's website. And then they can explore the website to find out if there's a virtual tour available or an event. And that way they can decide, you know, if they want to attend or not.
Absolutely. Can we talk a little bit about the benefits of parents enrolling their children in Catholic schools? How does it differ from a public school?
Well, I will tell you, as a parent who sent their children to Catholic school, and of course, as superintendent, I am a little biased, which I so I think that for sure, I think that our Catholic schools are very inviting. They're very safe places. I think our teachers do a fabulous job of helping the kids to feel like they belong to a family at school. I can't tell you the number of parents that have told me it's just like a second family. And, you know, their kids spend so much time at school with their teachers that it is like a second home almost. So the class sizes are smaller typically than your typical public school. And so that helps. I would say that the thing that makes Catholic schools so amazing is the well-roundedness of the education that kids get. So of course, the strong academics are important. And but we also look to make sure that our teachers are incorporating their faith and the Catholic identity throughout the school day. So it's not just during religion class that they hear about their faith. It's in math and history and science, and it's just incorporated throughout the day. They also spend a lot of time talking about moral decision-making and virtues and values and how to be a good person, right? And right. I think that's something in our world today that's important. The Catholic Church has been notorious for addressing issues head on in terms of social justice. I think that that's one of the pillars of the Catholic Church and Catholic schools that make our school so strong is their service to other people, their service to the community, and really standing up for what's right and trying to provide an equitable situation and environment for students. So I think that when parents come, what should they look for? They should look for strong academics. They should look for their Catholic faith, very evident. But I want to say for parents that are out there, if you are not Catholic, we do have non-Catholic families in our schools. In fact, we have quite a few.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was going to ask about that earlier. What about families that are not Catholic but still have or share the same values and would like their students to learn the benefits of attending a Catholic school? How is that experience for those students and families?
Sure. I was a principal for 17 years, and so, of course, we welcome families of all faiths. And I had students in my school that were Jewish, that were Muslim, that were other Protestant religions. We had people who were Baptist in our school. And one of the beautiful parts of the Catholic faith is that we really believe in an ecumenical environment, you know, where we appreciate other people's faiths and we respect other people's faiths. And so we teach our students to do the same. And so we learn from the students that are in our Catholic schools that are not Catholic, right? Just like they're learning about Catholic faith, we're learning about their faith. And of course, we always encourage our students, whether they're Catholic or not, to participate. You know, and they're required to participate in the activities that we do. And when students go to Mass or when they say the Rosary or they have a special liturgical celebration, all students are expected to participate. And then learn from those things, right? Learn about their faith. So that's the beautiful part of a Catholic school, is that it welcomes everybody. What I would also say is sometimes people think that they can't afford a Catholic education. It's the tuition is too high, or they just don't think it's feasible for their family. And I just want to encourage families to reach out and find out about the tuition and about the tuition assistance, because there is a lot of tuition assistance available to attend our Catholic schools. And we're very grateful for the donors who are so generous that help to provide that tuition assistance. And so I just want to make sure that families understand that it may seem like it's not affordable, but we do try really hard to have an affordable and accessible Catholic school experience for anyone that wants one.
And now the costs for the different Catholic schools, are they different for the different areas? How does one work with the parents as far as tuition goes and the classes that they need to take as far as the costs?
They are. The schools set their own tuition rates. And so it's interesting because we are in so many different counties and so many different school districts across the archdiocese. And so each school kind of sets their own salary based on the local school district. Okay. And that really does drive the cost of tuition, because about 80%, 75-80% of our budgets are based on salaries and benefits. So the tuition has to reflect that, right? So right. If they're in a school district where the salaries might be a little lower, then the tuition is probably smaller. But if you're in a district that pays really well, then you're going to have to compete with that. And so as much as our Catholic schools can provide a just wage for the teachers, they try to do that. So,
yeah. And what are the grade ranges that normally Catholic schools have? Is it like kindergarten through high school, or can we enroll our children at any grade level, even though they're already in middle school or high school? How does that work for the different Catholic schools?
Absolutely. We have schools that are from pre-K through fifth grade. We have schools that are pre-K through eighth grade. We have schools that are pre-K through 12th grade. And you can enter a Catholic school at any grade. So let's say you have a first grader who you just decided, you know what, I think I might want to try a Catholic school. We would welcome them at any grade level. So our high schools, most of our high schools are just 9th through 12th grade, but we do have two that are K to 12, so or pre-K to 12. So, and then some schools offer pre-K 3 at age 3, and some schools don't start until 4. It just depends on the school and the need in that community.
If you're just not joining us, we're talking to Deborah Haney, Superintendent for Catholic Schools. And now, for those parents that are listening, it's the perfect time to consider Catholic schools for their children. If you're interested in any Catholic schools in your community, you can definitely visit them for more information at choosecatholicschools.org. Because actually coming up really soon is National Catholic Schools Week, happening January 31st through February 6th. Catholic schools provide a well-rounded, academically challenging education for children of all backgrounds and faith. They offer small class sizes and, of course, invite anyone interested in a Catholic education to virtually visit the Catholic schools during Catholic Schools Week. They are more involved with the community, their students, their parents every single day. And Deborah, let's talk a little bit about the fun run that you have coming up and how you invite the community to be part of it.
Thanks for mentioning those things. We do have some fun events coming up for Catholic Schools Week. One is a virtual event that people can join us. It's called A Pattern of Hope, and it is where people can come online and they can see kind of snippets from around the town of Houston, the city of Houston, from different schools, where we're highlighting the different programs that some of our schools offer. Cardinal Bernardo will give some words during that time as well. And those events are benefiting tuition assistance so that we can offer a Catholic education for more children. It's also going to help us with educational technology. As you know, in this pandemic, that's been a great need for our schools, and some of our schools are more able to provide it than others. So trying to raise some additional funds to help support technology in that event. And then we do have a 5K virtual run this year for, it's called Steps for Students. And it is being launched on February 20th. But as a virtual event, the schools are hosting it in different ways and on different days. So certainly people can register. You can even snooze for students if you want to. When you register, you can hit the snooze button and it's a little cheaper. And so that is certainly a way that people can support Catholic education in our archdiocese and also learn a little bit more about our Catholic schools, because there will be highlights from the different races that are happening around town during that virtual event.
Wonderful. And one of the things that you did mention, Ms. Haney, was that some of your classes are virtual and others are in person throughout the Catholic school system currently. Do parents still have that option that their students can still attend school via online as opposed to in person? I know a lot of the different school districts currently have both options. What are the options available right now for Catholic schools?
So every campus is handling it a little differently. Some of our campuses are all in person, right? They had virtual learning in the spring because it was forced upon us. Mm-hmm. And then when he started the school year, most of our schools offered something virtual, especially for children who might have a compromised, you know, health condition, or might live with someone or a parent or a grandparent that has a medical condition where they're really at risk. And so our schools offered a virtual option for those families. Some of our schools went virtual for the first 9 weeks of school, and then they opened up in person. So every school handled it a little bit differently. Currently, most of our schools are in person. We have one school, I think, that's still virtual after Christmas because there was such a rise in cases in Houston. They just wanted to be safe.
Right.
But most of our schools are in person, and they are social distancing on campus. They are wearing masks. They're following all the protocols and sanitizing like they need to.
Right.
We've been very pleased with how our principals and teachers have managed that whole situation. They really are the superheroes and the rock stars out there. And so we've been really pleased with they have to report in the cases, and we've been very fortunate not to have that many. We've had them, of course, right? But we haven't had as many as we at first anticipated. So that's kudos to our teachers and our principals for really being true to those protocols and consistent with those protocols.
Such a great insight on Catholic schools. And you said to go to their website to see the ones that are nearest us in each of our community. Maybe a parent that is listening right now would like a little bit more information, maybe a little bit more information on tuition and how they can afford to send their children to Catholic schools, which is a wonderful option. So that website, once again, is choosecatholicschools.org for more information. Thank you, Deborah, so much.
Thank you, Allie, so much for having me. Have a great day.
If you're listening to Eye on Houston, my name is Elie Escobar. Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit choosecatholicschools.org.